Welcome to session number 3 of your Trivia Board Pro 4 training. In this session, we will be discussing how to edit your own game set. And this is a fundamental part of the software that allows you to create your own custom questions, answers, and categories. Very, very useful for many corporate events. And it's always good to be mindful to get some questions and answers from the booking client and incorporate that into the show. Certainly provides a degree of a wow factor when there's questions about the employees or work procedures or company history, things of that nature. Certainly make the event extremely memorable. Or for a school, what you can do is get questions that are commonly found in their tests, maybe final exams from the teachers. Teachers are very tough to be cooperative. Don't be disappointed if you get nothing. That's pretty standard for a school, but you can always try. And for bar dances, you can do community history, people of interest in the community, so forth, which is pretty rare because bars just don't garnish the financial revenues that a corporate event does, and it's hardly worth the time to really do that, except maybe put in some questions and answers from a board game or a copy and paste from a website. Some fun pop culture questions are excellent to use. The editor has two main functions. First, it allows you to edit an existing set, and it also allows you to create a new set. We're going to do the simple of the two. We're going to edit an existing set. So go ahead and load in Game Show 1 with your drop-down box, loading Game Show 1 in the software. And we're not going to do any destructive editing. We're basically going to make changes, but we're not going to actually save those changes. But now that you've got Game Show 1 loaded, up by your Start Game button where you have your Load Edit Continue, go ahead and select on the Edit button, and it's going to ask you, do you want to edit a current set or create a new set? Go ahead and click on Current. So we're going to edit the current set. So in the current set that was in the game board, that is now by default loaded into your editor. All the questions, all the answers, and all the categories. You can see up above towards the top where it says U.S. states in a red long rectangular box. That allows you to edit the exact edit the existing category to create your own. Down below that you see where it says question 1, question 2, and so forth. And there you can toggle into different questions to access them. And then down below that, where it shows the question and the answer, that allows you to view the question and the answer pertaining to that question in that category. And in there, you just click in there, the long rectangular white boxes, and you can go ahead and backspace out and change a question that's in a particular game show. You will use this function of editing existing sets, especially if, say, for example, you're doing a corporate event for Coca-Cola and one of the questions pertains to Pepsi. Well, you might want to take that question out. Believe me, I've accidentally run a game set that pertained to a competitor of the booking client. It's an easy one to get out of. Of course, the audience is going to be booing because you asked a question about the competitor, and it's an easy one to get out of, because you just say, hey, now, you guys, we put this in there deliberately because you need to know the competition. You got to know what they're doing. So that's why we put it in there. They love it. They laugh. They think it's funny. Then they think it's deliberate, when, in fact, it might have been an accident. But always be mindful of what questions you're going to be using for what corporate events, because it just might be a question about the competitor, and it's just best to completely take it out altogether and have one that's more pertinent to the event. So that's how you edit an existing game set. And we're going to close that out, and then we're going to go more in depth on creating a new set. And to close out the editor, just hit the Xbox at the upper right-hand side of the editor. That'll close out just the editor. It won't close out the software. It's going to ask you, do you want to save the changes you made? Technically, we didn't do any. Even if we did for this training session, you wouldn't want to save them, so just click No. Okay. So, now you've seen how you edit an existing game, so let's edit a new one. So click the Edit button again next to your Start Game. And it's going to ask you once again, do you want to edit the current set or create a new set? Let's create a new set. And this basically opens up the editor in a mode that has no categories, no questions, no answers, and no daily doubles. But let's just do an overview of what you're looking at on the screen here. Along the top, you see your categories. And follow along with me as you click on Category 2. Go ahead and click on Category 3. And that would be the little off blue square box that contains physically the text. Category 3. Click on Category 4. You'll see that little yellow triangle float above the current category. It gives you a visual of what category you're editing in. And then along the left-hand side, you'll see where it says question 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You can click on any of those to access a blank question within a category so that you can assign a particular question in there. Let's go back to Category 1, question 1. So your triangle is now floating over Category 1 and next to question 1. To the right of your question 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you'll see where it says font, font color, and then your default. Your font allows you to change, if you click on that, and that's safe to do so at this time, you can change the font of an existing question. So if you want to add a little pizzazz to your game show system, you can directly access the font. You can make it bold and italic or regular. You can access the size of it and then click OK. That does save those font preferences so that when you load the game, you can have multiple fonts with multiple font sizes and colors and so forth. Go ahead and click Cancel out of there. I'm sure you have an understanding of what that does. If you click on Font Color, that opens a color palette, and that allows you to directly change what color the font is going to be when it appears when you're playing the game. So you can access any one of those colors that is saved automatically for your convenience so that when you load that custom set into the software that it is going to show the text in the particular color that you specify for that question. Now you can establish a parameter that says I want all the questions to be of this font size, and of this particular color, and you'll see kind of on the upper right hand side a big yellow button that says copy. So if you create a question and an answer and you want all the font preferences to be sent to all the other questions and answers throughout the rest of that particular game set, you'd simply hit the copy button, and with a single click it'll change all the fonts, all the font colors to whatever you have specified in that particular active question that's currently visible on the editor screen. So let's just run through one of those, for example. Click in the long rectangular box towards the bottom of the screen for the question, and let's just add together what color is the sky. So physically type that with your keyboard, what color is the sky. You're going to see in the preview window up above how that looks. Add your question mark, that makes it multi-line, and then use your tab key to go blue. Of course, it's a dumb question. Is it day? Is it night? Is it cloudy? Is it sunny? But whatever, we're just doing this for fun. Okay, so now go to, now that you have a question and an answer sign in there, and let's assign a category in here. And let's assign as a category nature. And use all caps, N-A-T-U-R-E. We recommend for your categories using all caps. It's much easier to read for the contestants and for the audience versus using lowercase. Okay, so now go to your font button to change the font, and let's scroll down together to where it says Times New Roman, and we're going to change that font to Times New Roman, and we'll leave it at bold italic, and let's make it a 48 point. So in the three windows there, you got Times New Roman, bold italic, 48, then click OK. And now you've seen the preview window. Kind of looks a little pizzazzy. What color is the sky? Let's go to font color, and let's make that like that bright yellow, the very top yellow, kind of like a pale yellow there, and click OK. So that gives it kind of a pale yellow effect. And now let's go to our second question within there. Bear with me 1 second. Okay, question number 2, let's type in together, what color is grass? What color is grass? and then a question mark. We're going to tab down. We're going to type in green. And let's make that a daily double, just for the fun of it. And use that checkbox up above, and that selects the daily, toggles the daily double function on. And let's go into our font, and let's access, let's scroll up to Accord Heavy. So scroll all the way up to the top for the font. We'll go Accord Heavy, Bold Italic, 48, and then OK. Now let's select the font color, and let's make that the sky blue, the very top sky blue color, and then click OK. So now it says what color is grass. You see the answer down there is green. And now let's go over to our, you see along the top here where your categories are, category 1 through 6, and then your final question. Once you complete filling out all your categories, you can click on that to insert a custom final question. But that final question option is not available until you completely fill out all 6 categories and all 5 questions in each category. But the final question functions just the same as the other categories. Allows you to insert a final question in there. And the reason why that's not selectable at this time is because it's a security, just to kind of remind you, hey, you haven't completed all the other fields, so you don't accidentally leave one blank and then stand there in front of the audience embarrassed with a blank question that appears up in the screen. But once you do complete all your categories and questions there, you can access that final question and insert one there. Too time consuming to do right now for this session, but at least you'll know when the time comes when you complete that, you can insert the final question. And of course, along the right-hand side, there's where it says your daily double locations. This gives you a good visual of where your daily doubles are residing throughout your game set. Each of those grids represents a question. It represents your categories and your dollar amounts. At a glance, you can see where all your daily doubles are. You can click within those, and it's safe to do so at this time. Go ahead, click within those black boxes. You'll see it turning red. And that's essentially assigning a daily double to that question once you enter a question in there, but it allows you to see at a glance where all your daily doubles are. And notice the please note below that that grid there. It says, Trivia Board ensures that there are a minimum of 2 daily doubles upon saving the game set. So if you fail to assign daily doubles to a particular question, it's going to randomly pick 2 questions and assign daily doubles to those. And some people ask, well, I want to bypass the daily doubles, and it is not possible to bypass the daily doubles. So at this time, you're familiar with entering your own questions and answers and your categories, adjusting fonts and font colors. Let's go ahead and save the set, and you'll see the diskette icon on the upper left-hand side. You'll see the, if you float your mouse over the first icon there, a little tooltip will pop up. It says New, and then the next one says Open, the next one says Save, the next one is Save As, and then you have your print function. And the print function allows you to print your set. You can print the complete set of questions and answers, or it'll prompt you to print just the answers. It has a couple options in there when you go to print. Oftentimes when I need a printout, if I'm using a wireless keyboard, I don't need to see the questions on the printout. It's just taking up space on the page because the questions are going to appear on the projector screen anyways. I just like to print the answers. But it will prompt you when you print, do you want to print the questions and answers, or do you want to print just the answers? And that allows you to do so. And there's a few other options as well in there as well. So, but let's go ahead and use that middle icon, the diskette icon to save, and then it's going to ask you to save or assign a file name to it. So let's just together type in test, T-E-S-T, down where it says file name. Use your enter key to enter that in. We only have 2 questions technically in this set, just a nature category and 2 questions within there. And go ahead and close out the editor with the X on the upper right hand side. And now that test set is saved. Now use your drop-down box underneath your Start Game, scroll all the way to the bottom, and you will at this time see your test set. And when you click on that, you're going to essentially be loading in that partial set that we created together, first category being nature. And so for 100 points, let's click on that, or use your arrow down key to access it, and then your space bar to pull up the question. It'll say, what color is the sky? It says blue. Hit 1 to ring in player number 1, and then go Y for yes. And correct flashes up on the screen. And hit your arrow down key to access the daily double in nature for 200 points. And now you enter in your wager. Let's go ahead and enter in $100. Hit enter. And it asks the question, what color is the sky? Or I'm sorry, what color is grass? And then let's just be nice. We'll go Y for yes for correct. And now you see that custom set that you loaded into the game set accordingly. And that gives you an idea of how to create a set and how to load it in. Now let's go back and edit that set, because there's a few other functions of the editor we need to discuss. So you're going to hit that edit button again next to the start game. It's going to say, do you want to edit the current or create new? Let's edit current. Now on the upper right hand side of the editor, and this is the last function the editor will discuss here, or second to the last, you'll see a music note icon, and if you float your mouse over that, it'll say insert a sound clip. Your next icon has a picture. It says insert an image. Your next icon inserts text. And then your last icon inserts a movie file, or an image movie file. So that's like your MPEGs and so forth. So if you want to do Name That Tune, you would click on that first icon, the music icon, and that opens up, and let's do that together. We won't do anything here at this time, but that opens up your Windows dialog box that allows you to navigate on your hard drive where your music clip is. And you can navigate your hard drive and load a clip in for Name That Tune. And go ahead and hit Cancel. Then your next icon is the picture icon. And that allows you to load in bitmaps and JPEGs. And much like your music clip, that allows you to pull up pictures. And this is useful if you want to do pictures where people ring in and guess some aspect about the picture. What mountain is it? What president is it? For corporate events, it's great to get pictures of employees when they were kids. So you bring in those pictures into the software, and then contestants ring in and guess which one of their workmates is that when they're just looking at a baby picture or a teenage picture of the employee. Certainly garnishes some really good laughs seeing what the employees look like when they were young. And of course it won't mean anything to you, but it will certainly mean a lot to the audience who are familiar with the employees. The text button, you'll never use that really, because by default the editor works with text questions, as you've seen so far, where simply you're entering in text questions. The only time you'd use the T button there is if you were toggling out of, say you bring in an image and you have a question that really is just an image that would pop up on the screen. Later you want to go back and take that image out and you want to convert it to a text question. So then you would simply hit T for text, and that allows you to convert that image question back into a text question. Your last question, or your last icon on the upper right hand side of the editor, is your movie icon, and that allows you to bring in movies, the image movie, so the players and the audience are seeing the visual of an actual movie, whether it's an MPEG or so forth. And clicking on that opens up the dialog box, the Windows dialog box, that allows you to bring in a movie file. And that's useful for doing Name That Video, or bringing in some kind of Street Smarts type format where you're interviewing people and you want to bring that into the software. Very effective. We highly recommend doing that. There is really no editing in the software for extrapolating a certain clip of that file. So you can do that with a third-party editor where you create a start and end point and save that and then you use that icon there to actually physically load in that that particular movie clip. So that's a little bit about the multimedia aspects of the editor that allows you to load in audio, pictures, text, and movie files. Very effective. On the upper left-hand side, you'll see where it says File and Import. And the import, if you click on that, the option there is a tab delimited Excel file. So if you click on that, say you want to put the burden of the booking client, or put the burden on the booking client to insert the questions and the answers into an established Excel format, you basically send them the format, and if you need help with that, I can certainly give me a call, and I'll tell you where on your hard drive the template is. You can email them the template, and within those cells, they put in the questions and the answers, and you can import those accordingly. And very effective, saves a lot of time when the booking client inserts the questions and the answer. Go ahead and hit cancel, and it cancels out of that function. And it's a little bit about the importing of Excel files. One other function of the software, too, and then we'll conclude this training session, is at the very bottom of the screen where it says enter choice and it says multiple and single. This allows you to toggle multiple choice answers or single answers, and this access our nature, question one in nature for 100 points there, and click multiple. And this basically allows you to put in multiple choice guesses that will be viewable to the audience. So let's say for answer A, let's put in green together. Use your tab key to drop it down. Answer B, we'll say blue, which is the correct answer. Use your tab key for answer C, go yellow. And then for answer D, go orange. Now the little drop-down box below answer D, that tells the software of a correct answer. So by default it says A. If you physically had A, B, C, D buttons on your game show system, the software, if you assign a particular multiple choice answer to a push button response in that drop-down box, then when you load that set in, the software is physically going to look at the first person who rang in. Once they've rung in, then it's physically going to look at what choice they pushed, you know, A, B, C, or D, and it's going to compare that to what you select in that drop-down box. Otherwise, just keep A as the default. Or you can just select B, just for safety's sake, and let's just do that together. Select B. So you got green, blue, yellow, orange. Blue is the correct answer. Click done. Now in your preview box, you see where it says what color is the sky. You see green, blue, yellow, orange. By default, the software establishes a color behind the text. There's no significance on that, but it's by default red, green, blue, and kind of a yellow color, just to kind of separate the multiple choice. We're going to go ahead and hit save, and then go ahead and close out the editor. And let's reload our test set back in by hitting that drop-down box and selecting text, or test. And then for 100 points, you're going to see your question with the multiple answers in the particular colors. And certainly a fun way to enhance the show by inserting multiple choice answers into the software for each question. Certainly not required, but you can add true or false and various multiple choice guess responses. And this concludes this training session for session number 3. Next we're going to get into, in session number 4, all those little options in your file options. So we'll see you now in session number 4.